We've got Alicia Renew from Channels Festival. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully I didn't stuff up your name.
So you got it perfect.
What is the Channels Festival, just to begin with?
Well, it is a video art festival. Started in 2013 because of the lack of representation of video artists and new media artists in Australian institutions. So there was a need to sort of celebrate it on a different level and a different platform across different areas, like in the cinema, in the gallery, out in the public, to show how versatile it was and to show how many artists are actually working in video.
In that world, yeah. Before we get into talking about the festival, how did you get to this moment in time?
I started off studying architecture.
Similar.
Never liked it. Just was always told that there was no work or there was no career path in the arts. So I started off studying something that I didn't particularly enjoy. Had a bit of a light bulb moment when I went overseas and went to the National Gallery in London and sort of said, no, this is actually what I really want to do. Came back home, moved to Melbourne and started studying visual arts. Then got a job as curator of Monash Art Design and Architecture Gallery that had a curatorial program with a real focus on new work. So work as it was being made and presenting it as an experiment within the space. Then started at the NGV for Melbourne Now, working a little bit on that project, and gave me a very different experience to the sort of grassroots experience I was used to. Then where I currently am now, apart from Channels Festival, Monash University Museum of Art, which again is a very professional context, but still working with artists to create work. So that's my main interest.
Overachiever. I'm sorry. Overachiever. What I love about what you would have been doing at NGV, for instance, is the people now are buying art that is actual video.
Mm, yeah. So,
and they have a screen in their lounge room and this piece of art moves.
Yes, so that's sort of where we're at with the festival at the moment, because video is now represented quite well in institutions and we have the technology and it's become cheap enough for us to buy. So that was one of the issues in 2012, 2013 during the first festival, was that no one knew how to put video in a gallery. Mm-hmm. And no one was really thinking about it as artwork. It'd been around for 40 years and people were using it, but galleries were still grappling with how do we put this in a space and make it look
good.
And
how do you sell it as well?
How do you sell it? That still is a bit of an issue, because you do get, do you get a USB? or do you get a file transfer? How many copies do you get?
So artists are
being really clever with the way they're making, packaging them in a way that they're these beautiful objects. You get maybe a box with a USB in it. They're really beautiful things. But then where do you put it? Do you have a dedicated screen in your home, or do you put it on your TV? So I've been talking to artists about this recently, because I'm thinking maybe there's a market there. Maybe we can make some type of screen that is this framed object in a house that you can put video content on.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually at the recent Gadget Expo, and there's TVs that look like picture frames now. Mm. So I guess that could kind of work together a little bit.
It's good seeing the change, because even sometimes when you go to spaces and they've got older models of TVs, you see a little bit of black tape over the brand of the TV. But now you can buy screens that have like a nice clean flat line around them, and that helps us a lot in representing someone's work, so you don't get these distractions of little red lights or green lights or branding all over them.
All right, now let's get on with the festival. How has it grown over the last few years?
Well, in 2013, it was three artists who called on their friends. and they did a great job working with ACME to put on a screening in the space, so in one of the cinemas. And that was called Video Visions, and we've continued that now in the third festival as well. The previous festival in 2015, we finally got funded and funded again from state and federal and...
Was that hard?
Places. Yes.
I could imagine it would be, because again, you're like, how would they have looked at it, this form of art?
Our pitch to them this year was showing that video has evolved so much. No one calls themselves media artists anymore. There are artists that work with sculpture, tapestry, painting that are also using video. It is such an accessible medium now, and it's really important to show that shift. Art schools have taken away the studios and the departments now, and everyone is working collaboratively together across mediums. And a festival like this shows that that evolution of how artists are working with mediums. And that's something that I really wanted to show in this festival. We've got one artist that's a DJ, a banner maker, a video artist and a songwriter. And so she shows excellence across all of her mediums, and she's brought it all together to create these incredibly powerful videos. Her name is Hannah Bronte. And so she works a lot with envisaging a matriarchal future where women, black women in particular, have a voice and rule the country.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
And that feeds directly into the theme of the festival, Futures Of. Mm. How and when did you settle on that? And how has that kind of, formed the festival?
When I was talking to all of the artists, this was a stream of all their practices, and this is where their works were heading. So people have started to think more and more about the future and how we can change it and how we can land in a place which is a safer environment for women, for people of colour, for people of all different genders. So we need to think about a place that we can get to where people are equal. And all the main artists that I was talking to were thinking about this. People start to feel very unsafe in their position, and probably have been for a long time. And now I think with the majority of the artists, they were thinking, we think we know what we can do to change our current situation and end up in this space, in this future, where we have a voice and we're treated equally. So that is where Futures Of came from, to think about all these things, bring them together, and let's think about a future that is just better than where we are.
Now, is it just local people, or is there people from overseas involved as well?
It's international. So the main screening program, Video Visions, we did a call out. We got 478 submissions from over 50 countries.
Wow.
So we then watched all of those videos. It took months.
I could imagine.
And we are now at 17 artists, and we're going to show them over one night, 2.4 hours, and in two sessions over that night, and look at the key themes again that artists are really grappling with.
Now, I've heard that, you told me earlier, that a few people have actually got funding themselves to be part of this festival.
Yeah. So we've got Rachel Mason. She's coming out from LA. So we've partnered with Liquid Architecture as well, which is an experimental sound group, to bring her out. And so she's coming out. She does Future Clown. She dresses up as a dystopian clown and lip syncs Donald Trump speeches as they happen. So she did his 45th inauguration speech.
Yeah.
She's very passionate about the current situation, and she'll also be performing at the closing party. And we're hoping she's going to bring out Future Clown. We're not sure. She's got multiple characters. But she's in the main exhibition at the substation, where we'll be playing some of those videos. We've also got a Swedish artist, Oriel, who's coming out, and his work's playing at Federation Big Screen multiple times during the festival. So he's got funded from the embassy to come out.
And you were talking earlier about, how and in what conditions that you show these particular videos. Are these all tailored specifically as they're getting shown? Like, is there special lighting? Is there anything going on other than just the screen itself?
Yeah, so at the substation, there are six artists, and it's from projection to screen to iPads. So Rachel Mason's in particular, her work is YouTube-based, so we've chosen of the domestic setting with her of TV screens and iPads to show her work on. Others are big projections, and creating environments is important as well. But sound will always bleed The ACME program, Video Visions, is tailored to a cinema setting. So that is very specific. It puts you in a specific mood when you're in there, and you're forced to sit there for the 2.5 hours that we play those videos to you.
And how many are videos in 2.5 hours?
That is 17.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so there. That's one thing that we've noticed in the 2 years since the last festival is that the work is getting better quality, as in technically. So people are using better equipment. I think it's cheaper to come by as well. So these videos have gone from being short, like 3 to 4 minutes, up to 12 minutes, 15 minutes long.
Yep. And you don't put time on them? You know, like, you don't want them to go for a half an hour or so?
We put a restriction of 15 minutes
okay.
on them so that we didn't have 17 videos that were half an hour long.
Yeah.
It's
just, it must be mind-boggling for you to pull it all together.
Yeah, it's forced a lot of concentration to sit down and look at, we've got 92 artists in nearly 20 events over 10 days. So looking at exhibitions and screenings, we've got an augmented reality walk by Kate Geck around the Newport retail precinct, where she's created objects that you use your phone to animate, and they spout mindfulness activities at you, but they're a bit tongue-in-cheek because she likes this this tension between relaxing via a device that's constantly connected and keeping you constantly connected as well. Yeah.
What about workshops?
Workshops. We've got gift-making workshops for children at Substation as well, and we've been asked to do ones for adults because I guess adults love gifts. It's one of the oldest forms of animation, I guess, and it's really popular and it's had a resurgence.
And I hear that when you announced that it was for kids, that adults said, oh, what about us?
Yeah, so we had to make another workshop for adults because we thought that kids would be the prime audience, but turns out adults are also there. But, I mean, I want to make a GIF.
Yeah. Of course. Now, so you've mentioned a couple of little hubs. So you've got Substation, ACME, and I guess Federation Square attached to that as well. Are there any other ones around town?
We've got Blindside. We've got a beautiful exhibition by Tonga Tem, who's a Sudanese Melbourne-based artist, and she has created an exhibition that's currently on now, so it goes for a little bit longer than the festival. If you drop by, have a look. It's about the place of home and being a displaced person and that tension between living here and having her homeland somewhere else as well.
I think she's actually been on the show. We actually
Sounds
interviewed her about 12...
Yeah, she's beautiful. We commissioned that work from her because I saw she's worked in photography quite a lot before, mm-hmm. and then she recently did an experimental video and Kate Warren, who's one of my co-curators, we saw that and we went, I think we should support her and see if she wants to explore the medium of video a little bit more. And she's created some really beautiful works.
So I was going to just say, what's next for the festival? Have you even started thinking about that, or are you just getting this one out,
just deliver
done?
This one. I would like to always look at the festival and not to navel gaze at the medium too much, but really think about the people that are making the work and how they're changing and how that changes a festival like this. I mean, it's fun to put on a festival. It's brings a lot of people together in a short period of time. So I really hope that the next one is the same.
And how do you find out more details about it?
Go to our website. I'm sure if you Google channelsfestival.net.au, I think it is, you'll find it.
It is. I did a little bit of research earlier.
Good.
It is channelsfestival.net.au.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Oh, and it starts on the 1st and runs until the 10th of September.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in today. And thanks for putting this festival on because it's the future, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. It definitely is.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.